DW.
I'm standing in the southern part of Berlin. Cars are driving by and across the street people are leaving a grocery store. Have you ever been wondering what is your carbon dioxide footprint according to transport you choose or according to food you usually buy? 100 households in Berlin are trying to find out. And right now I'm heading to meet one of the participants. Hello, Karin. You come with your daughter?
Hello. Yes, I mean, most of the time I go shopping with the kids.
I met Karin Bees next to one of the German grocery stores in Berlin. Food is one of the biggest items she has to track whilst on the project Klima Neutral Leben in Berlin. And she shows me immediately that you can't put just anything into your shopping trolley. Not if you want to reduce your CO2 footprint.
For the climate, it would be the best thing if I would just walk through the whole store and then I would walk out without buying anything.
That's right, but you have to eat. Also, your kids have to eat, so...
I know, we have to buy some things. We need some fruit. Normally, when I'm here, I check the apples, and then I always have this difficult choice between the regional apples, and then you have the apples with the sticker that says organic. Mm-hmm. And regional is good for the climate and organic is good for the climate, but they don't have regional organic apples.
I like those greens. Mm-hmm. So it's a good choice for climate or not?
No, they're neither organic nor local. I mean, they come from Italy. I mean, sometimes it's really crazy. You have these apples from New Zealand and you think, why does anybody ship apples from New Zealand to Germany, where Germany is the land of apples? I mean, this is crazy, and from a climate perspective, it does not make sense.
But you don't need any apples today.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I will get some carrots.
But there are also three different boxes.
This is also a very tough choice. Carrots from Germany that are not organic, and they are...
It's in package, actually.
It's in plastic, yeah. And this is also something we're aware of and we don't like. They always tell us where the carrots come from. So I see they're from Germany, so I get them.
What else?
We do buy bananas. What we learned in the CLIP project, actually, is that they really closely looked at bananas and they compared organic bananas with milk. And they found out that, for example, buying 100 grams of bananas from Ecuador is more climate-friendly than buying 100 milliliters of milk from regional cows.
Whilst we were standing in the queue at the cash desk, I asked Karin if the climate-friendly life is more expensive.
It depends on what you look at. The food is more expensive, but I think in general we might even save some money because we just spend less on other things. We don't go out as often. We don't buy things that we don't need. We don't travel as much.
Besides food, Karin has to think about other aspects of her family life, such as electricity, heating and means of transportation. Fortunately, the grocery store is close to her apartment. Therefore, at least for today, we can save the planet from the emissions that would have been produced if we came here by car.
It's right next to the grocery store, just like 50 meters away.
Two other Karin's daughters are waiting for us at the apartment.
Nika Maus? Wo bist du?
Nika is the oldest one. She thinks that her family's participation in the project is very important and finds it rewarding to see how her family is reducing emissions in comparison to last year. But is there anything that she misses since starting the project?
I can't remember anything specific, but if there is something, it is not so often that it bothers me.
Es ist nicht so oft, dass es mich wirklich stören würde.
Ach so, ja.
Oh, actually, there is one thing. We didn't fly to Portugal in the summer. We didn't fly there because traveling by airplane is not good for the climate.
Wegen dem Klima nicht gut ist.
For the kids, it's something that's sometimes still quite difficult to understand. I think they feel that it's a good and important thing, but sometimes I think they're also annoyed when we're in the supermarket and they say, Mommy, Daddy, can I have this, can I have that? And we say, like, no, it's just some plastic thing that's
has been produced really far away and has been shipped here.
But the project isn't just challenging for the children. It requires a dose of enthusiasm, effort, and also a lot of time. That is the reason why some households have already quit. Will the remaining and determined households reach the goal of the project? I'm leaving Karen's apartment to speak to the leader of the project, Professor Fritz Roisig, who is waiting for me in the center of Berlin.
We have now reduced about 15%. On average, some households have also reduced much more, like 40%. And we hope that we will reach 20 or 25 at the end of the year.
One of the most important parts of the project is a special online tracker, which the families update on a weekly basis. They can also compare how they are doing with the other families. They get weekly feedback and are also given tips and advice on how to reuse more.
It was surprising to see that we have a broad range of people. There are older people, families, lower and higher income. It's spread all over the society. And this is, of course, encouraging.
Project Klimaneutral Leben in Berlin is founded by the Environment Ministry of the German government and was created in cooperation with scientists of Potsdam University and other partners. However, the goal of the project is not just to reduce CO2 emissions of participating households, but also to share the message that everybody can do something for climate protection.
And it addresses not only the consumer, what can I do? But it's also, of course, a question of policy. So we are also interested in the views of people regarding climate policy and what kind of actions they would like to see and they would like to support.
Fritz Roisig, the leader of the project, hopes that the project will continue, and he already has a list of things he wants to improve.
We want to develop this tracker further to be more convenient, to be an app, for example, and to link it to consumption or, for example, mobility decisions, so that if I want to compensate something, for example, I can donate to renewable energy and can get a small bonus in terms of electric car for free for the first 2 hours. If this is part of a business model, this tracker, and easier to handle as an app.
Another goal is to reproduce the project in other German and European cities, according to Mr. Roisig. However, wherever you live, you can start to reduce your CO2 footprint already. And as you heard, sometimes even smallest things can make the biggest difference. For DW in Berlin, I'm Teresa Šťastná. DW.